1 John. Enjoy fellowship. We are created for fellowship with God and others. We are created to enjoy beautiful relationships. While sin has marred this ideal, Christ is restoring it, partially now and completely later. Are we enjoying what we are created for? Walk in the light, chapters 1 and 2. Light expels darkness and sin. Characteristics of this walk include fellowship, cleansing, obedience, knowledge, and love. Fellowship with God and His people is only possible if our lives reflect Christ. Cleansing from all sin by the blood of Jesus is an ongoing process. Obedience, we know that we know when we obey. Knowledge springs from actions, from a godly life. Love, it reflects our status in Christ and vice versa. Grow in purity, chapters 3 and 5. A conducive environment for purity is created from steadfast hope ahead, an eternal seed within, the atmosphere of God around. Abiding in God means remaining in this atmosphere. It is a mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally conducive environment. Confidence in prayer, when we are in line with His will and our conscience. John mentions that prayers can only be made for sin not leading to death, that is, sins made repeatedly and deliberately to a point of no return. Repeated rejection of God eliminates potential for recovery. Discern the Spirits, chapter 4. The world and church then and now is flooded with false prophets. Lovable, charismatic, they subtly twist the word in order to attract people. How do we identify them? At the lower end, there are myriads of those following the wrong teachers who influence others with false teachings as well. How do we differentiate and remain with the right influences? John talks of four types of spirits: the spirit of Christ, the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of truth, and spirit of falsehood. The spirit of Christ will confess Jesus as God, our only Savior, will also live like Christ. People with the spirit of the Antichrist are deceptive, leading people away from God. Satan is in control of the world and has his people everywhere. Those with the spirit of truth have a strong conscience, receptive to God, joyfully obedient to his teachings. They do not find God's commandments burdensome. People with the spirit of falsehood have a weak conscience, receptive to Satan, disobedient to Christ's teachings. Where do we stand? John simply and clearly assures that the person who has Christ already has eternal life, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. He has the spirit of truth dominating. He can be sure of salvation. Do we listen to the voice of truth speaking through our conscience? Are we sure of our salvation?